And we're back at the Seaplane Base on the fly, J-Mont G. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and Ron Price was just asking for you and you, these beautiful ladies walking by, showing off their summer attire. That's the thing about the Seaplane Base. It's very relaxing. And Dennis Hicklin, you have been coming to the Seaplane Base for years and years and years and years, as well as other venues that we see you at around the countryside. But tell us about your experiences with the Seaplane Base.
Well, first of all, this is actually year 21 for me showing up here. Back in the day, it was Ray was the first guy with hot dogs. That's 21 years ago, and I was the first one to actually sell any shirts out here. It's been one of those things that, you know, it's a grand reunion. It's a family homecoming. It's a picnic. It's one of those things that we take a lot of pride and effort in doing it, and we've kept the same price since 1990. The only place you can do it for this kind of...
I don't know how you do it. How do you do it?
It's real simple. I drive a truck for a daily job, and I do artwork so I can please a lot of airplane people and make them sure they have a good positive experience.
Now, last year, I was standing on the steps of the shower at my campsite, and I came out, I came out of the shower, and there was somebody in the way, and I couldn't get around them. They're trying to put their socks on, sitting on the steps of the shower house, and he turned around, and I said, "My gosh, Joe Shebley, what are you doing here?" And it was Senior. And he said, "Oh, me and JoJo are here, and we brought a PA-18 Super Cub all the way from California." And, of course, everyone who knows aviation as well as we do knows that the Shebleys have a huge accelerated flight school out in
Kingman,
Arizona now. And they have added something to their fleet in the last couple of years, and you are wearing it.
Actually, there's a good story that goes with that. There's only two Beach-18s in the United States on floats, and this is one of them. But last year, standing at my booth, there were two people standing there, and one guy goes, "What are you going to put on the shirt for next year?" And I said, "Hey, I said there were some cool people that brought a Twin Beach in here a couple of years ago. If they ever come back, I'm going to do that." One guy raises his hand. He goes, "Hi, I'm JoJo Shebel. I own the Twin Beach." And he goes, "Well, what do we got to do to make it happen?" And I said, "Hey, you know, you tell me." And basically, I dug through my computer files. I actually had a shot that I shot in 07 when they were here. I told them I was going to do it this year, and they finally showed up the other day, and they saw the shirt. They bought a bunch of them, and actually, they've already pretty much said that whatever's left over, they're going to take, and they're going to take them back to Arizona, and everybody's going to get a chance to wear a Twin Beach, man.
So you've seen them here at the Seaplane Base this year?
Yeah, they were out here a couple of days ago. They were doing great. They picked up some shirts and took them back, and I guess they've been going all over the place, you know, so we're having fun with it, you know.
That's what they do. Well, I'm sure I'll see them tonight for the night air show over at the main base.
I'm going too. It's going to be way cool. See Matt Youngkin put a beach upside down. That's way cool.
So we saw him in studio today.
Actually, his family was just over at the booth, and I met them all, and they all bought Twin Beaches. You know, and I gave one for free for Matt so that he's got something to wear when he's you know cruising around being cool. You know,
that's right. Tell us some history. Your Seaplane Base history goes way back.
Basically, one of the cool pieces about the Seaplane Base history is sitting right in front of you. That rock over there that's got the artwork on there, that used to be Al Zabel's 175. And Bill Brennan and Al Zabel started this place a long time ago. It's been going on forever, but one year I did some artwork for the volunteers here. It was Al Zabel's airplane. Everybody loved it, and when Al finally retired and so forth, another artist had finished off the wing because the original picture didn't go in a full circle, and they got some money together, and they made a tribute to Al Zabel and Bill Brennan, and it's on that rock over there. So in a way, in perpetuity, Al Zabel, his airplane will always be at the Seaplane Base. A bit of the history, the people that own the barn in the background is the Vetti family. Been in the family for about 100 years. At a certain point, Bill Brennan bought it. Him and Al Zabel started the Seaplane Base out here. It went along for quite a long time. There was a chance to sell it, and Bill did the right thing. He sold it back to the Vetti family, and that's why it looks exactly the way it is every year. When we're all done here, everything gets picked up. It's totally serene. There's nothing man-made about it. It's all just from nature, and it's about the coolest lagoon you're ever going to see, you know?
It really is.
It is, you know.
And when you first started coming here, what did you have for a shirt?
First thing that I brought here, it was called a Waterbirds shirt, Actually, 89 was the first year I got here to see it. I was in an albatross flyby, first time, big watermelon grin. Shot the photographs of the albatross and a lot of stuff that lived here. The first shirt was actually a double-sided shirt. It had a Howard on floats, a J3 Cub, and an albatross on the front. And on the back side, there was Connie Edwards' albatross and a goose and a widgeon. And those shirts, you know, we've been selling them ever since 1990. There's people that are still walking up that have 1990 shirts that they wear once a year. Stuff's been holding up, so that stuff's 21 years old.
And fabric, I mean, doesn't even hold up that long.
You know, I mean,
on airplanes,
you've got a bunch of my shirts from years gone by.
I do.
You know, so they're hanging in there. They're holding up. Good quality. Do. You know,
very, very good quality for air show T-shirts. That's can't be.
We started out with two step ladders and a piece of 2x8 and a few mannequins, and I used to rent a van in Appleton, and I had a piece of speed rail and a blue tarp, and that was the whole display. Now it's, you know, a 20-foot trailer, and we leave our stuff here in storage and a truck in storage, and we fly out once a year and do it. And it's the one show back east that I would not miss, you know, that I continue to come to all the time.
Well, Dennis, thanks for sharing a little bit of history with us.
Hey, my pleasure.
Seaplane Base Adventures. I love it out here, and, you know, it's just...
It's a picnic. It's a family reunion. It's a grand outing, and it's a chance to get shade, trees, and water in a really classic setting, too.
That really is. And we appreciate you coming with your shirts every year.
Hey, it's a labor of love. I mean, I don't do it for a living. I got a straight day job, pays me very well. I'm able to come out, keep the quality high, and keep the price at a price that everybody can afford. You know.
And we commend you for that.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dennis.
All right.
J-Mine G, we're out at the Seaplane Base, EA Radio, 93.3 FM. And on the web at eaaradio.net. We'll be back in just a minute with the rest of our show out here at the Seaplane Base.
See y'all.
Base.